This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Earlier in the week, we did a show at the Men's Tea Clinic, and we ran into a little bit of a bathroom issue, a little conflict with the female employees there. Roy, take it away, please. And then we're going to pick the game. The Cowboys-Giants, 8 o'clock, we need all your picks. Who's going to win and why? Let's put it on the record at 8. Go ahead, Dub.
So it wasn't a conflict with the females, but as you know, like Men's Tea Clinic, there's going to be a lot of men that come through the building and not so many women. So when they have restrooms, one designated for a man and one designated for a woman, one of the two is going to be serviced a lot more often. And during a break, I ran back to the back to try to use the facilities, and I found that the men's room was locked. But the women's room, conspicuously open and available. Now, it's a single seater. It's a single stall, single room. You know, so privacy, I would think, dictates that I have carte blanche to use the women's restroom in this dire situation. Do you disagree?
I think that the sign may not give you carte blanche at all.
Yeah.
But...
Now, do you? Never mind. I'm not gonna go there.
I'm guilty of this. Here's my policy on it. If it's early enough, that's one of the only good things about working this early. Like, I will violate this multiple times in surprise for Ranger spring training. You know that bathroom down the hall from our broadcast room? Mm-hmm. I can't stand that bathroom, so I go outside.
Oh, okay.
I go outside.
To where?
If you walk out onto the balcony to the right. There's men and female bathrooms.
Oh, for the suites up there.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
They're open. But the point is, one of you guys is in there, or if you've just used the designated bathroom, I'll go to the other ones. And I know, or I'm gambling heavily, that at 3:45 local time with the time difference, there's not going to be any girl that's going to walk
right
in there. If they do, I would be petrified because I do have the least amount of shame on this show. You guys would find a way out of it. And the same thing in Oxnard. All the time we violate this. When we go in there to the bathroom and Spagnola and Nate Newton are on the bike, there's going to be another media member doing other morning shows in the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the women's room like 3 or 4 different times in Oxnard, and I know you did the same.
I think that's a little different because that's not a place of business, a doctor's office. We were in a doctor's office.
Okay. I don't think it matters.
With women in the doctor's office.
Yeah.
There were nurses present.
Yeah, if there's nurses present, I won't do it.
Present, waiting. Just present.
That's worse.
That's
in the
worse
building.
My policy is there has to be no females in the building, and I'd be embarrassed if another guy outside of you guys saw me doing it. But if there's another woman in that building, or I think they're coming in soon, I will not do it. I'm too afraid. Wait, you agree?
Nice. Yeah, I would never have used a woman's restroom in there. Now, I would use one in Oxnard at 4 in the morning in the gym.
Yeah.
Because it's a single. But
what if I told you that a girl wasn't coming into work at Men's Tea for another 30 minutes?
It's weird. It's an office. It's weird. I just, I wouldn't use one here. It's no different. Okay. Like, I wouldn't use one at 5 a.m. here.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I'm surprised that you're above that.
It's, like, it's inappropriate.
Or anything.
It's inappropriate. Now, the question is...
Inappropriate, RJ.
It is. It's inappropriate. But the question
is... uncouth.
Does it matter if it's inappropriate or not? And in Oxnard... Yes, it's inappropriate to go in there. It doesn't matter if it's inappropriate. In the doctor's office, it matters because there are women present. That's the difference.
Wow.
This is, and I'm going to steal something for 337.
So you're really only saying this because of the doctor's office.
Of course, it's a place of business. I'll steal something from 337. He goes, scouts tell you if the player's good. The GM says if it matters if they're good or not. It doesn't matter if the player's good or not. His position's valueless. Okay, we're talking about Earl Thomas and Zeke here. It's totally inappropriate. Does it matter if it's inappropriate or not? And it does at the doctor's office, and it doesn't in Oxnard.
Okay. Whatever. 877-881-1053.
Shocking. Still did it.
877-881-1053. You did with the girl there? You went in the girl's room?
Yeah, no problem about it. And I guess the other part is, too.
No problem about it.
I guess I also felt like...
I wonder how many girls do this vice versa in the guys.
I doubt they ever go into a men's bathroom.
You shouldn't.
You would never want to see what's in there, women. But I figure also that, like...
Although some people say, I don't believe it, that sorority houses are dirtier than fraternity houses.
Ooh, someone tried to...
I can't. No way.
I can't imagine being that I went to use the toilet in the fraternity house, and they didn't have stall doors.
Yeah.
It was just open.
Kavanaugh and KT's bathroom. No. You don't want to do that. But girls will have makeup everywhere, but you're not going to, I don't think, have hair and grime in the corners.
Not going to have hair.
Well, not.
There's going to be hair everywhere.
There's going to be head hair.
Yeah.
Disgusting here. Although I guess you could argue all hair is disgusting. But, Troy, what's your policy on this? I could see you. You do have a lot of manners, but I could see you in a dire situation going into the ladies' restroom, too.
Not even a dire situation.
Am I the only one that thinks that cleaning people clean buildings between the hours of like 8 at night and midnight?
Not here.
Exactly.
Every day at 10:30, she's in there.
At 10:30.
Blocking our path.
And by the way, I will say.
I'm really percolating at that point, too.
Janitorial services, man, it's one of those jobs that I give you all the respect in the world because it's a hard job to do. But, yes, after our show every day, after I've been sitting here for 4.5 straight hours, I've got a tinkle. And when I go down there and there's a woman, she's about to walk into the women's bathroom to clean it, and I'm like, she's cleaning up the men's bathroom, so I have to use the women's. I absolutely go in there. I absolutely use them. If it's an emergency case, I'm going to use it. Now, you have to make sure you keep your manners intact. If you go in there,
don't pee all over the floor like our bathroom here.
Yeah. Don't make it look
like Katrina in there.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like a Pollock painting.
All right, fish
on the bottom. But yeah, do not go in there.
Sorry,
unmannered.
Florence.
Go in there with your manners, raise the lid.
So it's tremendously wet.
Do your thing. I'm trying to go through the comment. And then lower the seat.
877.
Sean in the bathroom was like, man, this is just like Florence. It's tremendously big and wet.
877. We got it the joke the first time. You don't have to try to follow up. 877-881-1053 Fantex. Worked at a gym. Women's. Dang, it's jumping here with all these people saying that the female restroom is worse. Whether it's in a public restroom, more disgusting. The T word is being used to justify the ladies.
Here's what I
not
think
being is clean.
Here's what I think happens with women. When it's a private restroom, they go all out. When it's a public restroom, no one takes responsibility to clean it. Which is kind of the same way men do.
I saw Chaz Bono using a urinal in a men's restroom at a UFC event.
Chaz Bono?
Talk about Randall.
What a 2009 reference.
Oh, what about a gas station? Ooh. Because you're only going to the gas station one in a Merle Gutroy's face.
Man, gas station restrooms. Unless you have a gigantic beaver on the outside with the name Buc-ee's.
On the outside?
Try to avoid them at all costs.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you've got to avoid them.
I don't mind.
No, but what I'm trying to say is you're only stopping there in a near emergency. So what if the guys is locked? Would you go into the women's there?
Yes.
Place of business, RJ.
I would not.
Ooh.
But a lot of the gas stations, like...
Roy, you would have no shame.
The singles are unisex. Some of those places are unisex.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they're designated differently.
Oh, yeah, no way.
I am shocked how many people work in some type of industry where they have to clean a bathroom, saying that it's women by a mile.
All right. What do you want to take this with... let's segue this to your kid and bathroom wall paintings.
Okay, so...
Or do you want to do the other one where you need help?
I need help with both, probably, but I'll start with the bathroom painting. So, on that same subject, my son has decided that men's or women's restroom is not that important. He's going to dispense of his waste his own way.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, he's 16 months old, and he's still in diapers, obviously. And he's now gotten into the habit of scratching himself underneath his diaper. Now, I didn't have an issue with this when he was going down the front side to, like, you know, tickle himself, I suppose. Because I, you know, as a kid, you're like, you're curious with what's going on down there. You're not really sure, and it's fun to touch it. I get that. He doesn't quite understand it yet. But I am frustrated by the fact that now, whenever he wears, you know, the onesies that we typically have him in, and they cut off right, you know, right after his groin area, he's now reaching his hand up underneath that spot, underneath his diaper, and scratching his butt. And the other night, he did this when he had already committed the act. And so my wife and I are sitting there for about 10 minutes. It's been really quiet. We don't know what's going down. We look down, and we see him reaching towards his mouth with something in his hand that looks like chocolate.
What's the poop, fella?
But it's definitely not chocolate.
Okay.
And turns out he is now in the habit of reaching into his pants and grabbing handfuls of it and pulling it out when it's happening, and I don't know how to stop it.
And he's putting it on the wall?
He's put it on the wall. He put it on my soccer ball. He put it on our floor.
How do you...
And he's laughing the entire time.
Rub his nose in it like you would a dog.
No!
Yes!
No, I'm trying to avoid another doctor's appointment for pink eye, Chop.
Oh, yeah.
I know you like pink eye. You're a fan of it. It's a good talking point
for the radio. We got a segment out of it.
So I don't know what to do.
Do you, like, immediately have to run in there and scrub it off the...
Immediately, yeah. And you got to get it off his hands, too. So you have to, like, take him for a full shower and, like, get underneath the nails. Because if he scratches his eye or he, you know, puts it in his mouth, he's going to the hospital.
This isn't a common thing?
Not with my kids.
They never...
Your boys scratch
themselves? My niece, she was a baby, and I was a teenager. She would stick her thumb in her pants and pull it out and give you a big thumbs up with a Hershey kiss on the end.
Dang.
That's what she would do. Okay.
But not like going in there and...
No. I mean, they're not like chimps at a zoo where they just throw it all over the place.
No, I mean, a couple of my kids have left some...
Picasso?
I mean, well, some battleships without the pee in the bathtub.
Oh.
And that's about it, but I've never had them, like, smearing it.
No.
Vincent Van Gotta Go.
I like it. Have you slapped the hand?
Well, I mean, no.
Slap the hell out of him.
No.
And we're trying not to say
no.
Rub his face.
No.
And that's another thing. We're trying not to say no too often because we want it more to be like, don't do this action or please don't do this action versus no, because we don't want him responding to us every time with no.
Well, you know that some psychiatrists say in order to make your child feel comfortable, you should do what your child does.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Have a big poop party. You and Michelle, hang out there.
I would do anything for my child, but I won't do that.
Thank you, Meatloaf.
Thank you, Meatloaf. I was thinking the same thing.
Were you trying to be Meatloaf there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good reference.
Okay, good. All right, help him out.
Use a dog's shock collar. I don't think that will work.
Jackson Pollock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.